Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Sans Pants Radio, keep playing it, Steve.
Did you miss out on seeing the boys and their Get Cooked tour of Australia? Sad it's over? Hey, idiot, it isn't. The Plumbing Boys are doing a final show back in their hometown of Melbourne at the European Beer Cafe for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Two shows, one on the 14th of April at 1:30 p.m. and one on the 21st of April at 3 p.m. It's going to be a different show each night. Unfortunately, the shows are 18 plus only, so if you're underage, we'll have to see you at the next one. So come on down, and if you're nice, I'll do the hip-hop breakdancing move known as the worm. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab yours. In further comedy festival news, myself, Jackson Bailey, and Sanspants golden girl Zoe Bellotta are going to be guesting live on the Picture This podcast at the Eureka Hotel on the 7th of April. It's going to be a rowdy night, so get ready to laugh so hard the cops are called and you're put away for your own good. Just head to the comedy festival website and search for the Picture This podcast for details. Also, hey, guess what? Do you like football? Specifically Australian rules football, or AFL as it's known to the layman? Do you like hearing Joel Dusha, Tom Reed, and Sean Carney talking? Want to combine those two loves in a brand new podcast from Sanspants Radio? Well, guess what, assholes? You can! Listen to How Good's Footy on iTunes, Acast, or wherever good podcasts are found, and let those three boys I mentioned earlier welcome you into the world of AFL.
Welcome to episode 5 of The Search for a Helm, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
They run away. Hey. They seem to have possibly determined that this fight is harder than they were originally expecting. Or while they have numbers on you, they don't seem to have you outmanned necessarily, if you know what I mean.
What's that called when it's a horse-drawn carriage?
Carriage.
There we go.
Wow. What caravan?
Wagon. Wagon's east. Good film.
So.
Very. Like, wake up, like, hearing some sobbing, and maybe try and comfort a young little Tiffany here. It is okay. He doesn't mean what he says. Is he one of yours?
Why, yes, this is my compatriot. His name is Odell Shieldcracker. Odell, introduce yourself.
That's a dwarf name.
Odell gives a slight bow, but he never takes his eyes off you.
Honestly, Tiffany, he just, he's going to propose something. We're probably going to say yes. Like, look at Hector, like the eye, like, yeah, we're going to say.
I roll my eyes, and I'm like, just go
this
make.
Is all just, this is all just foreplay, Tiffany,
just,
right now.
If I'm reading the situation correct, you almost want to marry her off.
Fine, just, you need to.
Dad! Oh my god.
We follow.
I skip.
You stalk silently through the forest with Odell, the dwarven assassin.
At a point a little bit further into the forest, he motions like, shh, and, you know, to keep low.
We duck down.
You creep with him a little bit further, and you can actually hear the sound, the snarling sounds of what you assume to be gnolls up ahead. Everyone makes a sneaking roll.
Checking up the Knoll Patrol. I'm just imagining, like, little goblins with Shannon Knoll's face and goatee.
That's terrifying. You don't so much sneak through the woods as you do more stumble through the woods. Especially notable cases are Sir Richard Ware and our good friend Sir Hector.
You're clunky and big, front.
The latter of whom, has all the grace of a cat whose legs have been tied together.
I'm not very graceful.
I wasn't done. Stuffed into a bag. The cat's okay. It's a metaphorical cat, people. Relax.
The cats are harmed.
You are very lucky, however, because gnolls are not normally very perceptive, and in this instance, they're actually quite distracted.
Oh. You encounter by what? Oh no!
You encounter them with the remains of maybe a family. You're not sure. The bodies are quite twisted and mangled. They look like they've been dragged here, possibly from the town. Ooh. And the gnolls have, it wouldn't be a suitcase, but like, I guess the medieval equivalent. Like, you know, these people had obviously...
trunk.
Yeah, something like a trunk. These people had been, you would suppose maybe, escaping from the carnage of the town, had gotten picked up by these gnolls, and now the gnolls have finished with the bodies and they're going through their stuff. There's this one big gnoll kind of in the middle who's shoving others out of the way as he tries to break open a trunk and throw clothes everywhere. Mm. There's six of them in total. One, that big one, and then five smaller ones. The big one, you notice, has this weird eye print on the side of his head. It's not a tattoo. It looks like some sort of magical arcane mark. And his eyes are a little bit glassy. Mm.
Ooh. Mystery.
How many of them are there?
There's six in total.
Cool.
The big one, and then five others.
And they haven't noticed us yet.
No, there's one. One of the smaller ones seems to be like assessing whether or not one of these bodies is good for eating, you think, maybe. He's quite close to you guys and actually has his back turned. All of these gnolls seem quite unaware of their surroundings.
So if I cast a spell now, that would probably give us away.
The one closest to you guys would probably get a check to hear it. But the other ones are probably too, you like, don't think they're active enough to notice.
All right.
If I were to whisper to my travelers and dad, would everyone hear me? And would they hear me?
If you whisper, you doubt anyone other than your friends are going to hear you.
Okay. Guys, what's the mark on his face?
Do I know?
Can someone, does anyone have good arcana?
So Grace, if you knew Arcana, you wouldn't have made that deal to get your magic.
That's true.
Yeah. It's some magical mark. No, it's idea. Definitely magical.
Magic, probably.
Whatever it is, it's unknown to you.
I want to look back at it.
Can I?
Eye magic, I reckon.
Can I squint real hard and try and see and do an Arcana check? I've only got three. Ooh, that rhymes. May I squint real hard so I can see I only have Arcana 3.
Well, you can tell it's a bit hard to tell exactly because the gnolls are, you know, not a familiar creature to you. And if it talks, it obviously doesn't talk in a language you understand. But you... Actually, some of the things that this gnoll is doing and some of the things that you noticed, so Terry Burr, you remember the mind-addled knight back in the in town?
Yeah.
You're noticing some similarities there, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah, another mind control lad.
Guys, he reminds me of Terry Burr.
Oh, man, you're so right.
Odell grunts.
grunts.
Can he whisper grunts?
Doesn't really need a whisper. Grunting is kind of quiet on its own.
Okay, well, how's this for a plan? It's, I'm going to cast a blessing for us. And then we will go into, we can either attack and just charge in, or we could try to pick them off.
What if we flank them?
Yes.
Yeah.
We need that.
Adele waves his hand to grab attention. He picks up a rock just off the ground, hefts it a little bit, and sort of gestures a little bit off to the side and then to the knoll on its own.
Oh, yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Rock is
give
good.
Him the, thumbs up.
Good idea.
Yeah, get him.
Adele chucks the rock somewhere, away from you guys, but also away from the encampment. It strikes somewhere, makes a little bit of noise. The knoll looks up, and he's obviously heard the noise. Can I get a highs or lows?
Highs. Always go highs.
Yeah, always go highs.
Highs.
Always go highs. That's the trick.
You said lows last time.
The trick changes.
A tricky trick.
Whoa. So.
Dang.
Oh, so, no.
I don't change.
I either got 30.
No, we do not change at all. We stay where we are, Adam.
I either got 37 or 73. Would you like me to reroll?
No.
All right. The gnoll looks over at where the rock struck, shrugs his head as if it were nothing, and then goes back to what he was doing.
Good one, Adele. Really clever.
He His name is Odell, but I can't correct you. Because the only NPC there other than him is Richard Ware, and as if Richard Ware either cares or knows. Richard Ware probably told you that his name was Odell when you asked.
I'm going to change that to an A.
It's Odell. Our good friend Odell. Hello.
It's me.
I've been wondering. Anyway, I say we flank him. I say two of us go around the back. You go around here. We make a signal or whatever, and we just.
Can we just? We've got crossbows. Look, how we about don't have to get close.
They're just hyena men. Whatever.
Me and you. We
Knowles
are.
Is Knowles.
Me, you, and what's his name?
Hunky Dick.
Hunky Dick. We should, like, we'll get Tiffany and Adele and. They can flank while we take the brunt. Get them to attack us, yeah. And they come from behind.
Yeah, sounds good.
Because we want them to attack us.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, all right, sure.
Cool.
I use Bless as a second level spell and bless all of us, except for Adele.
Gotcha, Adele.
I can only do four. I'm sorry, Adele.
Adele's tough.
Yes.
Cool.
And then what's the plan, sorry?
So Tiffany and Adele are going to go around to the sides,
yeah.
And we're going to burst out and we'll attack the one closest to us and be like, "Come on, dickheads!"
Mm-hmm. A classic pins.
We're going to get flanky while they get stanky.
There it is. Yeah,
we're going to get so stanky, Adam. You have no idea. Stanky with no blood.
Do you guys have points of initiative, incidentally?
What?
Not initiative. Sorry, inspiration.
Yes.
You have a point of inspiration?
I do not.
Indeed I do.
I have
one. All right. Just letting you know. You can use a point of inspiration to... you are going to fail, Tiffany, unless someone helps you with a point of inspiration or use... You said you had one?
I have 1 point, yes.
You may use it to do a reroll so that you don't fail, or you can save it for later, or someone else can help you out.
I'm going to use my point of inspiration because I don't want to let the team down.
All right.
That's good.
You succeed.
Oh, hey, God.
Hi. Oh, my God, that's good news.
You and Odell make it all the way around the camp without attracting any suspicion. You find, like, this nice, really secretive part in a bush where you can slide out into the clearing very easily, but no one can see you from where you are.
Like the reverse Homer bush.
Yes.
Yes. Pull a classic reverse Homer bush.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
No, I know exactly what's going on.
I say that whole thing in Infernal.
I can understand that, and I still don't know what that means.
So I guess you give them like 10-15 minutes to get in the position, and then you attack.
Yep.
Or what exactly do you want to do? Oh, how do you organize
yourself?
Hang on,
have to take some 10-15 minutes?
Like you're going to give them some time?
Yeah, okay, I don't bless them
because
then,
otherwise, because, like,
it's only for a minute. I bless us, the three boys who were there to attack.
Yeah.
You don't get blessed, I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's not like I've ever been blessed in my life.
Would it even work?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's funny because you aren't blessed.
Yeah. Would it take a blessing on a tiefling?
Yes, it would.
Imagine, like, it's like magical dust falling down, but instead of, like, vanishing into me and giving me a glow, it just sits on top. When you're, like, expecting something to soak in, you're like, it's not absorbing. It's like when you wear a flannel and then the water just bounces off for a bit, and you're like, look, I know you're a flannel.
I know what you're decided to do. Come on. Happen?
Oh, this is wrong.
You guys keep chatting among yourselves. I'm just going to roll for when initiative inevitably needs to happen.
Yes. In or out of character.
So yeah, just like...
Can we pretend to be our characters playing a similar game?
A game of...
gnomes and...
Do you just
gnomes?
Come? What?
Gnomes and what?
Gnolls.
Gnomes and gnolls.
It's a friendly game of gnomes and gnolls. Okay, I'm going to be
say
a...
knob.
I said gnomes and knobs.
Gnomes and knobs.
Or gnomes and knobs. A friendly game of gnomes and knobs. I will play a level 3 knob.
Anybody else just imagining a doorknob? Because that's what I meant, like with arms and legs.
Like casting one onto the table like you were throwing a marble. It just sort of like rolls for a second.
Boom, boom.
And just...
High score! Classic game of gnomes and knobs.
Anyway, so we give them about 50 minutes to get into place. Tell them, like...
50 minutes.
15. And, yeah, when we attack, wait a bit and then attack. Okay. Make sure that they're coming towards us before you attack.
Okay. So, and do you want to just all three of you dogpile on this first knoll, or do some of you want to just try to clear the area and get to the other knoll?
So
I'll clear the area and get to the.
Guys, do you want me to try and aid? Do we want to? What are we going to do with eyeballs, McGee?
I feel you probably split up at this point.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, I try and use infernal sign language, ISL. Unfortunately, it does
require.
You mean
require ASL?
No, ISL, infernal.
Oh, what does A then stand for?
American.
Abyssal.
Australian is Auslan because ASL is already American.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay. I'll charge into the lads. You and Unky Dick just
dogpile
that knoll.
McGuggins. Yep.
Because you can hopefully because you got magic.
All right, then. Richard Ware bursts out from where you guys are coming. He's still got that big old bit of wood, and he's going to use that.
Of course he does.
God,
you two attack on him.
Why did we not notice he was still carrying it?
For quite a bit, he must have been dragging that bit of wood, and that's awesome.
He attempts to clobber the knoll over over its head. He hits.
Oh, yeah.
He slams. Oh, wait, actually, because it's a surprise attack. Yeah, he hits. He slams the bit of wood into the back of the gnoll's head, catching it completely by surprise.
And, oh yes, and also, yeah. Yeah, blessing. Woo, bless!
Oh, yeah.
I did good!
You did it. You did it.
I blessed everyone but the tiefling and the gross Adele thing.
Yep.
I hope those aren't for similar reasons. So you put me in a category of a thing that's gross and no one loves. That's fine.
What a happy family we are.
Bang! There's this terrific crack as part of the wood splinters into the back of the gnoll's head. The gnoll drops the body of the person it was holding, and as it stumbles forward a little bit, Sawyer hefts the block of wood in both hands, raises it as high as he can, and brings it down on the gnoll's head. There's another terrific crack. The wood splinters into a dozen pieces out of Ware's hands into the gnoll. The gnoll crumples forward and lies very still.
Oh,
didn't even the dog pile.
Yeah.
Really,
to be honest. Champion.
Grace, it's your turn.
You know what? Then I'll just drive my spear into the fella.
The big guy? You want to charge into the middle? Yep. All right. You charge into the middle.
Trying my very best not to damage any leather. So I'm looking for an opening as I bring the spear into the gullet. And maybe I'm yelling, it bugs me that you're hyena people, but you're not scavengers. That seems like an ideologically, like, opposed element of what you are. Does that bug anyone else?
You don't know if they killed these people.
Maybe they did scavenge. But I've been attacked by them, so no.
Also, they don't seem to laugh very much.
Yeah, when the last time I heard a gnoll give a hyena's cackle? Why do I even look like hyena?
Only you can tell me when the last time you heard it happen.
Never. Do hyenas exist in your world, Adam?
I guess they would, yeah.
Have you meant real life?
No, make-believe
you know
world.
No. Fake.
Well, that's even more annoying.
I know.
You cry out to the gods, why are these not like hyenas? And the gods are like, a who?
Like what?
A high what?
A hyena?
You stab upwards into the gnoll, like, gang leader or whatever you want to call him. You definitely miss any leather that could, you know, be useful, but you also miss anything major, somehow hitting the part of the neck that does not contain anything special. Maybe your spear cleanly goes through a jugular and the windpipe somehow.
That's the best.
You deal 5 points of damage, and the gnoll bleeds a little bit.
Is he on my spear?
He is. He turns around to face you. You can see his cold, glassy eyes, and it looks like he's not, like, he doesn't care that he just got skewered.
Mm-hmm.
Then it is Hector's turn.
All right. Can I charge up, cast Thunderous Smite on my weapon and attack the gang leader as well?
Your
the one that
great sword, I assume?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
The one I'm giving the business to. Dull. That's not a good face.
I think I did bad.
Perhaps.
Highs or lows?
Oh, no. I want to say
definitely.
Highs.
Yes.
Okay. I either got 55 or 3. Would you like me to re-roll?
Never re-roll.
Nah.
Never re-roll.
What did you say, dice?
Re-roll.
Damn it.
Clever. Actually, 55 was not great either.
Yeah, I was going to say, both are kind of...
Oh, fuck! I'm sorry. You hit Sir Grace.
No. That's what I get for being in front.
When the big guy turns around, Sir Grace gets shifted where he is. And so
this
you're
is bad.
Your thunderous smite hits Sir Grace square in the back.
He just got to send you flying.
All right, so...
Would you know, love sort of hellish a... rebuke you. Just in fighting.
Somewhere, distantly, there's a old dilapidated castle.
Okay. Standing, excited by this story.
Standing at the parapets, standing upon the parapets, gazing lazily around the forest, is a young orc. He's, you know, sort of just come into his own. He's been given his first weapon ever only a couple weeks ago.
That's adorable.
Oh, and he looks... He doesn't know it, but he's actually looking at the specific part of the forest that you guys are in.
Okay.
And he's quite astonished when a massive burst of energy flattens all the trees in a 300 feet radius.
Oh, boy.
So, first, a couple things happen. First, Sir Grace, you feel a crippling pain in your back as you take...
I am so sorry, friend.
I feel like this is a long time coming.
6 points of regular damage.
I feel like this was an accident, but it was also like an accident in quotation marks.
Like, it is an accident, but I am not that mad it happened.
Yeah.
Plus 10 points of thunder damage, so 16 damage in total.
Just let you know, I'm going to use that again next turn too.
Oh, no. That's fine. That's
so then.
What up? It's fine.
The force of the blast... throws you 10 feet into the knoll.
Does it damage the knoll because my spear's in his neck?
It doesn't... Well, actually, there will be some damage. Both of you go tumbling.
Hey, that's all right.
Thank you.
You take a further 3 points of damage from being slammed into him extremely hard. He also takes that damage.
That's not too bad.
I see this all happen to Dad, have a violent flashback of the time I accidentally stabbed him with my mage hand and feel my stomach knot.
Why does everyone accidentally hurt me?
It's funny.
It's like, it's like a subconscious thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you weren't there for me, Dad. I'm like, you're being a piece of shit. Father.
You just dish out so much emotional damage that all of our magic just goes a bit awry. It's like we've got like a magic subconscious and an actual subconscious, and the magic subconscious is like, it's fine.
It's fine.
Just aim in that direction. If he gets hit, he gets hit. The gods will it.
Adele bursts from his point of cover and sprints towards the prone Sir Grace and the big gnoll chieftain. Maybe, Sir Grace, when you first see him sprinting towards you, you're a little bit dazed, lying on the ground. You've just been hit. You're like, the assassin has come for me.
Oh, God, I can't die. I don't want to go to hell.
But instead of attacking you, he attacks the prone gnoll.
I helped.
Yeah, thanks, I did that. Man. You proned him. You proned him good. I guess, like, I'm on top of him now, so, like...
Hey, look, that's all right.
It's fine.
What do you use, though?
I just realized, reading through my spells again, that my message... I could, because I can whisper at someone they can hear me and they can hear me back. So I can just do quips. It's a great
It also would have been very helpful to let them know when you were in position.
That's much of a mushness.
So Hector and Tiffany, you both see Odell jump onto the gnoll chieftain and something happens, but his hands are actually so quick that you don't really see what it was. All you know is that now Odell is holding a bloody knife and there's a red smear along the ground. The gnoll is still squirming, however, where it is on the ground.
Ooh.
Then it is Tiffany's turn.
I've got Witch Bolt.
Yeah.
It says it's blue, crackling blue energy
It's like an arc of lightning. So...
And now, young Jedi, you will die.
Does it work the same way as lightning, whereas if I hit a knoll that someone else is touching, will it get to them? Unless they're wearing rubber boots.
No, unless they're like really close, other people would be safe from the witch bolt.
Okay. If they're touching, would it affect both of them?
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Cool. I might do witch bolt to all eyeballs.
All right. You need eyeballs to get, what's the range on that? 30 feet?
Yeah. Eyeballs will
Yep, all right. Yeah, eyeballs actually,
McGee.
You're close enough.
Eyeballs McGee. That's a good name. We'll call him that. Well, I'm, it's a good nickname.
Yeah.
That's classic fun. Eyeballs.
We call him Eyeballs because he got eyeballs.
He's actually call him Eyeballs, eh?
He's only got eyeballs. Two eyeballs. The other one's just like Arcana print. It's not even more eyeballs than any of
the regular people.
I like Arcana print, though. Let's call him that.
Is that just like a thing you could do?
Eyeballs tattoo? McGee like... wearing the latest Arcana print. Dressed in distressed leather. And isn't he distressed? Give it up for Eyeballs McGee.
He's just got a smear of red across his chest, which I think just accentuates.
Startling, dashing red.
It's dashing but subtle, you know? It's the colour we all have within us, but very few of us are brave enough to wear on our sleeves in such a fashion.
That's very true. Yes. He's the height of Noel Cut. Couture.
Nolzy Couture.
Much to the surprise of everyone in the clearing, including those who knew that Tiffany was hiding in that bush, lightning just happens from the bush. No one's actually able to see where Tiffany is. They know the point of origin, but only Tiffany knows where she is right now.
Bush lightning.
Lightning crackles along the knoll, dealing 8 points of damage to it.
Woo!
I blow on my fingers like guns. Like I know what a gun is.
Maybe people
like a hand.
Actually, the witch bolt doesn't go away, so you gotta keep. Oh. If you point your fingers at your face, you're gonna hurt yourself.
I start wiggling my fingers like I'm finessing it. That's not how you use that word.
Like you're finessing it, not like lightning is just happening and you're like, this direction.
You can do it like a piano.
I start to hum a little.
Strictly no finger movements will be allowed.
I'm so sorry.
Fuck, that was weird. She just said, "All right."
Adam, I have a million fingers.
Weirdest part was that was like a joke one. That wasn't even serious.
You're wasted.
I didn't realize.
Excuse me, Adam.
Yeah.
Does lightning come out of my tail?
It was so good for you.
It was. It was good. You were the golden child. Now you're just another fucking. The bung eggs?
Bung eggs?
You know, the golden eggs, the bung eggs from Willy Wonka.
Bung eggs and
bad
ham?
Eggs?
Bad eggs. The bung ones.
Alright.
You got a bung steer. A bum steer.
The bung egg. Hidden in the bung pillow.
You
know what?
You
bung
things. Out us.
You don't hang out with Jeffrey. He's a bung egg.
I'm speechless.
Is that not an expression? Well, that's an expression for me.
Well, it's an expression. Not an expression. Well, firstly, no. It is. It's an expression secondly, you're using. It's definitely not the opposite of golden child.
I wasn't saying it was the opposite. I'm saying bung is a negative connotation.
You've got two kids. Which one's the golden child? Which one's the bung egg? I've heard of bung leg.
Bung egg is not the expression I was talking about.
Are you thinking of bung leg?
Just bung. Just bung. And we were saying golden child, and then I thought of golden egg.
You've destroyed me.
Oh. Bung to the bone.
Look, in this life, you can either be bung or golden. Okay.
That's not what I was saying.
You can be a golden
the two
child
states of humanity.
Or a bung egg.
That's it. That's
where are you on the scale from bung to golden? Fuck me.
Can that be canon in this world? Please, Adam.
I'm lawful good golden, Adam. I say I'm lawful good
I'm
bung.
I'm chaotic bung.
I'm true bung.
a neutral.
Okay.
No, I don't think okay. I think we're taking a break.
Okay. I need a glass of water.
I think we're taking a break.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. Fung egg.
Let me know when we're recording.
We are recording.
No, you cannot shoot lightning out of your tail. It must be your fingers.
Oh, but my tail's like a big finger.
Wait.
Consulting.
He's consulting the big book of whether players. Or not you can.
The big book of players.
I said whales. The big book of whales. Oh, I meant the country, but all right.
Blah. I don't know anything
in
Welsh.
The generic, the sound that Welsh make.
That's them.
God, I hate that sound Welsh people make.
There's one Welsh person that makes a noise that the other Welsh people, they just can't understand. It's at a different frequency to the other Welsh people.
It's real sad.
The loneliest Welshman, that's what they call him. Yeah. He's just wandering around Wales being like,
everyone just can't hear him.
What are you saying?
I forgot, like, actual whales had that happen to them. I was like, why are you making this up? That's so cruel. Why would you think
of that? I like that that's something that happened to whales as a species.
Sometimes you get born wrong. Oh my God, that poor whale. I feel like they're so big, you'd be lonely if you were too big.
I feel like I agree. Like, the size somehow makes it sadder.
Yeah, if you were, I feel like if you're small, you've always got a friend.
I mean, like,
it's
that's
easier.
Literally the most meaningless, nonsensical sentence ever, but
no.
Yes.
Like, you see a mouse, oh, hey, friend.
Yeah,
you
but
see
if
bug,
I saw a mouse
oh, hey,
next to another mouse.
See a horse? Oh, Nelly. No, thank you.
Lonely.
Hang on. I'm just trying to follow your thought process here.
Because if I see mouse that can't talk to other mice, he's still lonely.
Yeah, or are you saying,
yeah,
like...
but you can pick him up and love him.
Oh, you mean as in you can make a friend with the mouse, not a mouse can find another mouse friend.
If the mouse can believe in himself, I believe that he could. But yes, I was referring to the mouse being able to find himself more friends. I
but
did
like,
forget that species can't talk to one another.
Because like, if you pick up a mouse, the mouse ain't going to be like, oh, sick, best friend. It's going to be like, ah!
But if you pick up a whale,
yeah,
I mean, they're clever.
They are.
Hey, baby, this is me picking you up. Wait, have you been feeling down?
Pick up a whale in a bar.
is that...
baby, how did you get into this bar? Do you need help?
Did you fall from heaven?
God, that is the best pickup line.
Isn't there Moe's Bar where he has killer whales in the back?
He does. There
and
have
sometimes
been whales
pandas?
Historically is in it, a bar.
Is it only black and white animals?
Look, I am like so lost right now. to quote our good friend Adam, there is a bus that you have caught and it's gone. I'm late and I'm running down to I'm at the bus stop. I'm like, I think I might have missed it. I don't know, but I'm half an hour late. I've missed that bus. It's gone. There's no way I'm catching up.
I like how,
okay.
How frank you were. You're like, guys, I'm going to level with you. I've done my best to keep up. So
black
far.
And I'm like, okay, Moe's black and white now. All right.
All the animals on your monk are black and white.
That's true.
It's that one animal, true. A cat.
Oh, it's lots of the different cats. There's cats with different shaped faces and cats with different spots and cats with no spots.
Okay, that's you got me there.
There's some with whiskers and some without. I like
really?
To think that some of them are otters.
Me too.
But that's just me.
Wow, some of them do not have whiskers.
They're the otters.
Adam, are we playing a game of D&D? Just checking.
What did you just draw a face on your hand so you can talk?
That's very good.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
What were we talking about?
I'm not allowed to have lightning coming out of my tail, but you can tell the book and it doesn't sound like I can anyway.
All right then. What are we doing here?
So, what I was originally going I thought there was a picture in the book of someone casting Witch Bolt, and I wanted to show you the picture because they're casting it from their fingers. But I found the picture, and it's actually someone casting Burning Hands, not Witch Bolt. So I guess that's egg on my face. And you know what? I care so little. You can cast it from your tail if you want.
Oh, lucky.
That's very lucky. Choose not to. Now that you have the power, choose not to.
How long's my tail? Can I cast it over my head like a peekaboo secret?
Your tail is literally as long as you ever need it to be.
I've named my tail peekaboo secret.
This is the secret to Adam.
Your tail reaches from your posterior up to your head. That's that one.
Okay, I poke it over the top of my head.
Yeah.
And, ooh, like a continental soldier. I think I might.
Yeah. Continental soldier?
Yeah, throw it over your shoulder like a continental soldier.
Does your tail hang low? Does it wobble to
your balls
and fro?
Your hair?
Yeah. Ears. It was ears.
It was, the next one was ears. But as school children, we would say balls.
It became balls.
I've never heard the balls variation.
Your song was a lot more elaborate than mine was.
Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Then you toss them at... Yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah. No, that's when it... When your balls hang low, you can sway them to and throw. You can tie them in a knot. You can tie them to a bow. Then you show them to your friends. That's what you do when your balls hang low. That was our censored version at a Catholic primary school.
What?
That's you censored the wrong part.
You censored soldiers because
when
that promotes
censored,
violence.
I'm obviously joking because our one is different. You fucking idiot. It's not like the teachers came through and were like, end part is off. Let's rewrite that.
Instead of...
I had a big phlegm in my throat.
It's actually starting to physically damage Adam. The malarkey that's happening here.
So how could you throw your ears over your shoulder because they'd touch them?
You just...
If they hang low...
Yeah, they hang down.
They hang low enough that they're already over your shoulders.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So you can fire them from your, your tail.
Sorry. Finally, we've arrived.
Okie dokie. I add peekaboo secret to my repertoire, throw them over like my shoulder like a continental soldier, and let my lightning run free.
I still don't know where continental soldier comes in, but I don't care. So please don't explain it.
I'm not gonna.
Thank you. Feel free to email us in the answer, though, to jackson.bailey@sanspantsradio.com.
That's not it. Whatever.
All right. So.
I'm going to make one for you.
One will be made and connected to your phone.
But that's fine.
Where even fucking were we? You shoot lightning, get the guy. Fuck, this has been a long while. So, Grace, it's your turn.
So, am I on top of the knoll?
You are both prone next to each other.
I would like to Burning Hands the gang, the fella. What?
All right, then.
Now, what?
Well, you're just in close proximity with another friend. You're lying on top of him.
Which friend?
Adele. Let's call him Odin.
Oh, Adele?
Adele, yeah. All right.
In the pursuit of justice, sometimes you gotta burn a few eggs. Highs.
Highs? All right, I either got a 12 or I got a...
Stay exactly where you are, friend.
He's clearly got a 12.
I don't care. Stay where you are.
All right, I did get a 12.
Yeah, the moment you change, you give him too much power.
I'm enjoying coming up with new ideas. I think I'm going to roll two different ones, and I'm going to get you to pick a color or something like
that. Yeah, shoot it at me.
You cast Burning Hand before you. You catch Odell with your blast as well.
Mm-hmm. What about Eyeball? I'm assuming I get him good.
He said as well, so that means...
Well, they both... could have been as well as myself.
Oh, they're both going to be making... Whatever you guys
are. We're listening. Like you don't said... give
us much credit, Adam.
No, I forgot.
Isn't really listening.
Jackson continues to comb his hair. He's moved up his face. It's now head hair instead of face
with this
hair.
Comb. I don't even know whose comb it is.
It's sort of classic.
Just the studio's comb. Just for if any of us, what do you want to look at the comb? Is it your comb?
Do you remember the comb I found at La Trobe?
This is a
that's the one.
Stranger's comb. Nothing more romantic than using a stranger's potentially knit-filled comb.
I feel like you'd be able to see anything on that comb. Yeah. Not now that you've run it through your beard so much, but initially.
You deal 10 points of damage to the gnoll, and no damage, actually, to Odell, because he deftly dodges the attack.
Got him. Well, the good one. The evil.
It's the gnoll's turn.
Mm. Ooh.
So, the one on the floor, the gnoll stands up, first off.
Sweet. Damn. I'm still on the ground.
Yes. Oh, fuck. Thanks for reminding me. It gets advantage.
Shit.
Ooh.
Did you not get up? I was on top of him. I didn't need to.
No need to move when you're right where you want to be.
That was exactly my reasoning. Come on now.
It leans into you, and it just begins to ravage you.
Oh.
Like, physically.
Okay.
It tears at your body with its teeth, with its claws. You're not exactly sure where on your body it's hitting you, because just your entire body is in pain. You take 23 points of damage.
Well, that's significant.
Dad cops it again.
Dad always copping it.
I make a face through the bushes.
Ooh, that's
every time Dad gets hurt, it doesn't just hurt me because it's Dad, but also because I once hurt him, and looking at Dad getting hurt reminds me of
that. You don't
want
to see me in pain, I get that.
I don't. You wouldn't mind if the shoe was on the other hoof, but that's, you know.
That's your dad's prerogative. That's.
I've learnt to accept that.
There are four gnolls. Three of them are going to attack you, mm-hmm. Sir Hector. Only one of them is actually able to score a hit. They have fanned themselves around you in a rough circle, making it very hard for you to dodge their blows. But you whip your greatsword around in one clean arc, not really offensively, more defensively, just to keep them at bay.
Ding, ding,
and you're
ding,
able
ding.
To knock two of their attacks back, plus keep two of them at bay. But that third one does come in behind you, and you feel a sharp stabbing pain in your lower abdomen. You take 5 points of damage.
That's fine. You're fine. You're bloody fine.
You grunt and try and turn it into a coffin.
It's not a problem.
It's all right. Donis got me in the
One body. More gnoll charges past you guys and attempts to fight Sir Ware.
Oh, not Unky Dick.
Unky Dick.
Unky Dick's fought his share fair of gnolls.
Yeah.
Share fair?
Just move on beyond it.
We didn't move on when I made a mistake.
Unky Dick and his share fair. Come on down to Unky Dick's share fair for share for their fair, should have fair, should have bash now.
Sold, I'm going.
Unky Dick kicks the gnoll in the leg. You hear a snapping sound as the leg breaks. The gnoll crumples down, and Ware, with his giant sort of form, jumps onto the gnoll and starts choking it out.
God, Unky Gnoll's cool.
He's so mad. Got so much time for
him. He's just full of pep.
He is. There's a lot of pep in Unky.
A lot of go-gettedness to that man.
He's
inspiring.
Got
Odell, with his bloodied blade, slashes at the gnoll, the big one that you are also fighting, Sir Grace. He draws this wicked red line along the gnoll's side, and you see a kidney flop out. The gnoll does not care.
Oh.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
What does my as Azmir thing do, the radiant soul?
Radiant soul?
Yeah.
So your eyes begin to glow, you gain glowing wings, and you also deal an extra 6 points of damage on every attack for a minute.
All right, and then that's a... Is that a cast? Like, is that in my action or
it's
is
a
it
a free action? You can do it. Just you have to wait for your turn, but you can just do it.
Cool. So it's my turn now.
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna cast that.
Yes.
I imagine it comes with like a either or a holy light.
It comes with no sound. Other than the cool guitar riffs I'm about to play for you.
I want the Wonder Woman theme.
The best. So appropriate.
So if when I think of ancient Greek warrior, that's the sound I want.
Shit, that's what I imagine.
Did you want like some Greek chanting or some bullshit?
Yes. Just not what we got, Adam. I'd like to cast that.
All
how
the
many
problems
bonus
with that movie? That was so inconsequential. Sorry.
You just made me laugh a lot. How many bonus actions can one do in one turn?
One.
All right. I'll cast the Radiant Soul, and I'll attack Eyeboy. No?
You want to keep moving forward?
Arcane... What's his name? Or for my surrounded.
There are three around you. Yeah, you're surrounded.
I'll attack one.
Yeah.
With my one attack.
Ooh.
Can I cast another bonus action? Or is Radiant Soul not a bonus
action? No, bonus action... Radiant Soul is a free action.
Okay, so I can still cast a... Sick. I'm going to cast a Magic Weapon. Which gives me it's a plus one bonus to attack rolls and damage rolls.
Mm-hmm. All right, you deal a combined total of 7 plus 6 plus 1
14
plus 4
18.
Is that it?
Do you need to do any more quick 18? Math?
All right, 18. Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, you mortally wound him. He's going to die after this fight regardless, but he's still standing in the fight.
Cool. And then I attack another E.
So you want to attack a different one?
Yes.
All right. I mean, he's going to die anyway. Whatever.
I don't think you guys understand flavor text.
All right. Adam promised he was going to die anyway.
You hit again.
Jeez.
Dealing 9 plus 6 plus 15. 1 plus 4.
Hmm?
Well,
you
don't need an appraiser.
20.
15. 16.
Oh, she loves chewing erasers.
Gross.
It's one of her favorite things. Like, she won't chew a toy, but...
Fucking hell, what eraser did she have?
Just the Milan one.
Stop dropping erasers.
I didn't know the dog was going to eat it. That's news to me.
How's it news? She's already eaten one.
I didn't know. No one told me. Maybe people get me in the loop more. Maybe he was up scuttling.
Bad about. Dog. Come here for smacks. Hey.
Oh, Melly, don't actually go over here. There.
Melly, no.
Melly, it's a trap. It's my serious voice.
I clapped so people would think I'm smacking her. And then Melody jumped into my lap.
Oh, claps for
you
laps.
You want to play D&D, Melody? You're the only person who plays D&D right.
Because she can't fight back.
Basically.
Yes.
She can't sass you.
She's the only person who doesn't sass me. So... Where the fuck were we? God,
I got another here, Adam.
Yeah, you deal 20 points of damage to another one. You mortally wound two of the three, but they're still up and fighting.
Alrighty then.
Like, they'll die of blood loss without treatment eventually. It's a guaranteed, but at the moment, they're still kind of an actual threat in the fight.
That's alright.
That puts it at Tiffany. So, you are currently maintaining your witch bolt.
Yes.
I'm not 100% sure.
All
I think you can
three
still
prongs.
Do some...
Yeah, from memory, you can still do...
Yeah, I think you can.
You can do... If you're maintaining it, you can cast other spells, as long as you keep your concentration pure.
Is there a possibility? Am I able to split my three prongs of lightning across three enemies?
You do not get all three friends. Prongs of lightning. I'm not sure where you thought you got three prongs of lightning.
Because I've got 3 points of... Lightning coming from ish.
We have established that you're. Oh no, you tail those count, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, wore you
that was
down.
The whole thing.
You can only target one enemy. If you split it up into three, it just becomes a light tickling feeling instead of damage.
Three tickles equals pain.
There's a certain sense to that.
In any case, you can maintain it on that one null and you deal 10 points of damage to him.
Nice.
And onto myself in pride.
You could also move. Do other stuff if you want. You can cast anything except cast another spell that requires concentration.
So if it doesn't require, see, it's...
Can I fire a crossbow?
You can, yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Because I'm still in the bush, do people know I'm there? I know there's lightning coming out of the bush.
It's hard to tell whether or not. Like, no one's come over to attack you, but they are also busy with the others.
Okay, so could I fire a crossbow sneakily with sneak?
You could try to. You can't actually, like... To hide yourself, as in, you know, like get somewhere where you're hidden, maybe cover yourself with some leaves. That's an action onto itself.
Oh, okay.
You could fire from your position and you can, like, you know, rest yourself up against the bushes. Try to be hidden, but it's not nearly as effective.
Oh, okay.
It's up to you. Knowing that lightning is coming from you regardless, so any attempt at hiding is not going to be as effective.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll just fire my crossbow.
All right.
I'll fire it at the same one that I'm lightninging.
Cool. Just... You hit him.
Smart choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old wise. Eyes McGee.
In addition to your original 10,
we're knocking him down.
You deal another 7 points of damage to him.
How strong is this eyeballs?
How strong is this eyeballs? He's tough, though. He's a tough eyeballs.
Unlike the other gnolls, these ones appear to be ready to fight to the death.
Mm.
They do not seem to be backing down from this fight. Grace, Sir Grace, it is your turn.
I would like to hurl my spear at one.
So you stand up.
Yep, stand up. Which I guess
who are you hurling your spear at?
I'll hurl it at eyeballs.
All right. I'm going to say you take a step back as well.
Yep. Mm.
Hurl it at him.
And then can I firebolt as well? Or was standing up one of my actions?
You can firebolt. Firebolt technically comes first. Whatever. You hit him with the firebolt, dealing 3 points of damage.
Yes. Now we're cooking with gasoline. And then this beer into his belly.
Now we're cooking with a spear in the belly.
In the belly, that's
big highs old kebab.
Highs, I believe, Adam. That's the correct answer. Kebabs.
Why does a kebab mean like, you know, like a gut, you know, gyro, right? Yeah. Or a skewer?
I don't know.
Because, like, really isn't it shish kebab that is the...
I guess.
So.
Answered really quick.
On the rainbow dice. I rolled rainbow dice and I rolled green dice.
Oh, she's rainbow.
Rainbow?
Yep.
All right. That was an 8 as opposed to 88.
Damn.
All ace. It was weird. You...
Misthrow my spear.
No, you just don't set him on fire with your firebolt.
Ah, that's fine. I'll live.
Step back, you hock your spear, you miss.
I'm really not putting my all into this fight, am I?
A useful fighter.
No.
I mentally tottered, Dad. Dad, how did you raise such a fantastic fighter when you yourself? It must be genetic. My parents must be really good. They must have been great.
It must have been great people.
So, Grace, you stand up. You try to light fire to the knoll and fail. You take a step back and cast aside your melee weapon for some reason. And I guess
my
prepare
melee
yourself.
Weapon is my spear.
Sorry?
My melee weapon is my spear.
You threw it at him.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
You cast it away.
Yeah, okay. I'll call it.
Us.
And then I suppose prepare to fight with your fists.
I got weapon bond. I can call it back if need be.
Oh, you can do it. Have you taken a bonus action?
No.
You can do that.
I'll call
this
it back.
Yep, you call it back.
Throw it. Fuck. Call it back.
No, you've done. Unless you do action surge.
No, so I can't call it back?
You can't call it back, but you can't attack again.
No, I won't. It's fine. Ah, whatever. Action surge. Give it a throw it again.
You hit.
Hey! Second time's a charm, as the saying goes.
You could just stab him. Like, you didn't have to throw it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I
you
more
deal
force
7 points of damage.
Got him.
Spearing him in the belly. Yep, he's still standing.
Eyeballs must be big.
Oh, man. Eyeballs is tough. Well, I think eyeballs is just go until he dies, you know?
Tough Muggins eyeballs.
Tough Muggins eyeballs.
Tough Muggins McGee.
He has made no noise as this has happened.
Disconcerting.
Terrifying. Yep. That's just terrifying.
Do I notice that he's made no noise?
Well, yes. I mean, how could you not?
So can I hear the absence of noise from the farther, from the distance I am away from everyone?
Well, you can tell that it's not that far from you.
Oh, okay.
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 All right.
It's not an instant. I can't do that now.
That's cool. I'm just curious, though. Where is this going?
I like to think it's some kind of noise making
spell.
Oh. Oh, I have one of them.
The gnoll takes a step forward, Sir Grace, and it grabs you by the shoulders, and then it just puts its maw around your head and bites. You take 9 points of damage.
Oh, God.
I shudder.
Oh, boy. I'm inside it. So you don't do more damage if, like, your hand's inside it.
No.
Anymore. Yeah, just joking.
The three gnolls attack you, Sir Hector. None of them.
Good.
Like, they do a very piss-poor job. I guess they're... Well, two of them are bleeding out, so they're very weak with their blows. The third one, I suppose, is very scared of you right now.
Well, I am basically a man who his eyes is glowing and has sprouted wings.
You're like an angel or like an owl demon.
Yeah.
So where manages to with leverage and standing on it. Yeah, with leverage, standing on it, he uses the ball joint nature of an arm to twist and tear out the knoll that he is standing on's arm. And then he hurls it ineffectually at one of the knolls around you, Sir Hector. It lands near them, but doesn't actually hit any.
It's about style.
God, yeah. Unky Dick's cool.
Oh, he's cooler than all fucking four of us. Like,
I shake my head with a sly smile, like,
That's a classic Unky Dick.
You fucked Unky Dick.
I wish I was traveling with him.
You are a like, beer. Not as much, I know.
I have a moment of, what if Unky Dick was my dad?
That. Yeah, be bad for everyone.
Maybe the gnoll who like the arm landed closest to them, startled, turns around to see Sir Ware, and Sir Ware growls at him. I've been fighting with your kind since you were at your mother's teat.
Unky Dick.
And then it is Odell's turn. Odell comes up behind the gnoll, the big one that's fighting you, and he stabs again, jumps onto its back. He's got like his legs wrapped around its chest, and he's jamming a dagger into the back of its neck. The creature does not seem to notice.
Damn it, this gnoll. Oh, man. Dang, this dang gnoll.
I just
want to
apologize if anyone can hear gentle snoring sounds. The dog is asleep on my lap.
With her
Hector,
eyes
it is your turn.
Open.
Right. So with my bonus action. Actually, I don't need a bonus action. These two. I was going to attack the bleeding. I'll just attack the two bleeding gnolls.
It's getting louder.
I don't even think she's asleep. Her eyes are looping around.
She never closes her eyes when she sleeps. It's weird.
She's winking and moving her puppy brows.
I'm still concerned. I'm still convinced, that she is actually awake.
I used to live with a guy who would do this. Like, he'd just go... Like,
sit on your lap and snore away.
We're in the lounge room watching TV or whatever, and he'd just, like, start snoring, but he'd be awake watching the TV.
That's so
but,
disturbing.
Like, half dozing, but, like, eyes fully...
Could he hear himself?
Freaked me out. I don't know what was going on there.
Man. You never asked?
No. I was like, yeah, you're awake there, mate? He'd be like, what? Yeah. And then just tell me what happened. I'm like,
The cute sniffle of a waking up during a snore.
Let's go, Dad.
Anyways,
so loud she makes herself up.
I attack one of them with my one attack, and the
you
other.
You spin around. You're attacking the same ones you attacked last time.
Yes.
Round. You kill two gnolls.
Yes. And then I want to point at the last one. You are next.
You would feel my fury.
Yeah, you neatly decapitate them. One last final spurt of blood pours from their necks, like a champagne cork being popped off, as in. The champagne coming on when you pop the champagne.
I got it. It was grizzly. It was.
It's fine. I get it, Adam.
You still have a bonus action and a movement action, Hector. You can get over to the fight with Sir Grace if you want, or you can go see You can go check to see if Sir Ware needs help.
Don't I have one lad around me still, or did he flee to Sir Ware?
No. Yeah, you do have one. All right. Sorry, I forgot. I discounted him because he's so terrified. I like that the first blow, spear blow, was like, I try not to hit the leathers.
I know.
Since
now,
then, it's been like,
these fucking gnolls, they're not going down. Just go for it.
Like, I mean, that's the way our plan is. Whoops.
So we're tore an arm off one of these uniforms.
Yeah. Not using that one. There are six of them. Our odds are good.
We can
two of them
piece
are covered
together
in gore and blood now.
But we'll I'm find good a lake at cleaning.
Yeah.
We'll find a lake.
Wash it in a lake.
Sure,
problem solved.
Define cleaning.
Yes.
It's your turn. Can I maintain your little witch bolt first?
Does that hurt Dad?
No. It's good. Already kind of locked onto the null. Only so it doesn't actually change target unless you want it to change target.
So isn't Dad do you want in it to null? Change
target? No, they're fighting next to each other, but the lightning will cascade around anything else.
I thought he was in the null's mouth.
Oh, yeah, he is, but the electricity won't, as we established before, will not travel.
It's not going to make the jump.
It's not electricity, it's magic.
No, it is electricity.
Yeah, I know, but it's magic.
Oh, it doesn't abide by the point laws of basic.
Right. I get you.
Magic wink electricity.
Speaking of magic and electricity, the gnoll gives one final shudder and then falls forward onto Sir Grace, dead.
Good.
Oh, thank gosh.
Well done. Did you down it?
Yeah, it's dead. It's down. There's one gnoll left, and that's just a regular gnoll.
Somebody just knock its block off.
Tiffany, you've still got a full target left.
Amazing.
You could actually switch target as well if you want.
Oh,
so
cool.
You can hit the other gnoll.
Can I go for other gnoll? Gnoll numero duo?
Yep, that'll be your turn, though, is the only thing. Or you can attack differently.
Okay, I reckon Dad can get out of there by himself. But that other gnoll is still a...
Switch targets?
Yes.
It's okay. You hit. You're doing pretty well. Like, I know it doesn't maybe like because you're not, I do all these cool things, but you're doing pretty well.
I just hope Dad's proud of me.
I'm on.
Oh, no. It suddenly hits me that Dad didn't see it was me who finished it. Oh, Dad.
Any of it. I didn't see any of it. I was inside the gnoll's throat for most of the fight.
And also he landed on you. So even if I'm like, Dad, I saved you, you're like, oh.
Get it off me, please.
Way to crush me with a dead body.
My God, you could have done it in the other direction. So it fell off me.
You shift targets with your witch bolt. Yeah. The electricity crackles along the ground, sending stones up all over the place until it finds its target at the gnoll next to Hector, the one standing near the severed arm. The gnoll was probably looking in the wrong direction at Sir Ware at the time, so the lightning catches it completely unawares. You deal 15 points of damage.
Oh yes.
Then it is Sir Grace's turn.
I get out of the gnoll.
That might be your turn. No, you're at.
Gross. And then I'll...
covered in saliva. I just want to say, Adele, because he had already been like painting his face a little bit, has had a green face for this entire encounter.
Cute.
I guess I'll just go over to it and spear it through the back hole.
Oh, crits.
Man.
Whoopsie doodle.
Whoops, didn't mean to do that. Actually, you don't have your spear.
I'll use my bonus action to get it.
Yeah, well, it's
gotcha.
Fine.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, you stand right up behind the gnoll. It's slowly trying to turn around to see where the lightning's coming from, but its body is convulsing, so its movements are erratic and slower than they would be. As soon as it turns around to face you, you get one final line.
I don't say anything.
And then you stab it in the face. So there's a brief pause. You just look at each other. And then you stab it in the face. The gnoll dies on your spear and on the lightning.
Good. Okay.
I stop being an angel boy.
Scary. How much leather we got?
You go around collecting leather.
Looting. Jeez.
Do we all skip whilst looting, singing the looting jig?
Somebody plays a lute while we loot. It's good. Yeah.
We click our boots and play the lute while we loot.
Looting with my best friends.
Find the fruits of our labor. Looty loot, save for later.
That's the looting song.
That was pretty beautiful.
You're only getting a taste. You got to buy the whole album, $20 if you want the rest of the songs.
Can we release a TNT album?
I think it's about time.
Finally, I've been saying this for years.
It's what the people want. The people out there, they're like, I need a whole album I can listen to it in the car on the way to the beach,
I need a looting song, I need a questing song, I'm in a tavern looking for things to do song. Ah,
what's
all the classics.
Similar ox? Yep.
Are we about to write a musical?
Will our heroes change careers to pop stars, or are they doomed to be a one-hit wonder? Find out next time on The Search for a Helm, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at SansPants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And I'm at Jackson B. Bailey.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.